Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
Hello, my name is Christian Gagne, and I am a Francophone. I grew up on a farm in Essex County and live in Windsor now. Here are three interviews with three people from three different parts of the world with three stories to add to the Francophone mosaic. We're interviewing Maryam Nadi. Maryam, where do you come from?
I'm originally Lebanese, but I was born in Germany, and then we headed to Canada when I was about 4 years old.
And you came to Windsor?
We've been in Windsor since, yep.
What was your first language when you were in Germany?
My first language was German.
Really?
Yeah, because I was born there. So The first language I was taught, because I went to school there for a year.
Yeah.
Started school, I was at 3 years old. I spoke German and slowly caught on to Arabic from my parents, because that's all they spoke was Arabic. When I was 4 years old, that's when we traveled to Canada.
Right, so you still would have been speaking Arabic at home.
Yes, but it wasn't my first language. The first language that was taught to me by a teacher was German, because my parents spoke Arabic but didn't really teach me all the words, how to say certain things, because I was still 3 years old.
And so you moved to Canada, and your parents enrolled you in French school?
They did. My parents knew that in Lebanon, French is a second language there as well. They do speak a lot of French there, so my parents thought it was a good idea to enroll us in French and get French as a third language, and I did. I did start off in French school, and my parents put me into an English school to learn English as well. I continued to speak French. I had a great teacher. I still remember him right now. He actually still speaks to all of us, because all of his students remember how good of a Francophone he was. And I continued, and then my parents were only Arabic speaking, so they weren't able to teach me French at home. So I taught myself. My parents were very proud of me that I was able to teach myself and to my siblings, because I have a sister who's 1 year younger than me, who started school with me, and then my brother.
So you would have been continuing to improve your Arabic skills by interacting with your parents and other Arabic-speaking people in the community. Mm-hmm. And you were working on your French on your own, and obviously when you're doing homework at home and in the school with your classmates and your teachers. Mm-hmm. What about English?
Well, English, that's why my mom thought, you know what, why don't we just teach them English as well? And since we were moving so much in Windsor, because one house, obviously, we were renting, we had to move out, right? So when my mom thought there wasn't a French school in the district, she thought, let's put you in an English school. And she did, and we learned English. And when we finally caught up to English, after speaking French, English would have been a little bit easier to learn for us. So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. She mixed French and English, and it really did help. Because some French schools do give you an English class, right?
Right.
And being that age, I was what, about 5-6 years old? I knew I caught on English from all my friends. Going into an English school wasn't that difficult for us. So English was caught on fairly quickly. I knew Arabic, because actually I was put into an Arabic school too, surprisingly.
Did you go to like Arabic school on the weekends?
Arabic schools were on Fridays and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So Saturdays were for 5 hours, and then Fridays were for 2 hours.
So you went to English school for a while, and then you went back to French school again, correct?
I did. I went to up until the 8th grade, and then we went to a French Catholic high school.
You went to La Jeunesse?
La Jeunesse was my high school, yes.
And how was that experience going to French high school?
To me, it was honestly amazing, especially being a multicultural school. We had my culture there, and wearing the hijab, especially in high school, I thought was going to be difficult, but it really wasn't, because I had so many other friends who wore the hijab too. And the school was very accepting, and they taught us French, and not just French. We had uniforms, right? So None of us would disrespect the code. We always wore the school colors, and we really liked that school, you know, learning French. It really helped us.
Now, one of the big things with the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is diversity. Mm-hmm. People out there listening to this radio show right now, they can't see you. You mentioned hijab, and Certainly you're wearing a hijab right now, just as part of your traditional religious/cultural way you dress. Mm-hmm. And you wore the hijab when you were in high school at La Jeunesse as well?
I did.
Yep.
Well, I wore it since I was 8 years old. I was young, and it was my decision to wear it. So when I went to school, it was really a surprise to some teachers how young I was, but they were very accepting, and I went to Catholic schools.
Your Francophone friends in high school, how did they react to you to being in your traditional cultural religious dress?
Well, completely normal, obviously. Their first reaction is, you know, we don't judge others, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously questions always came into play. So aren't you hot in that? Are you comfortable in that? And I was like, well, after you get your body used to a certain temperature, right? Especially with a certain amount of clothing, your body adjusts on its own.
You adjust.
Learning about my culture made them excited to learn more.
Right, and there was other Muslim students that were going to that school as well,
too?
Yeah,
there was. Actually, the majority of us went to that school because we really did like that school. The principal and the vice principal and the teachers there were amazing.
So there would have been Francophones from the original community here in Windsor.
Yeah.
Children whose families had moved here from Quebec, maybe?
Yeah.
From other parts of the world where they speak French, like in Africa.
Yep, exactly.
In the Middle East.
Yep, everywhere around the world, honestly, there were students in the school. Now, the thing is about going to a French school, you had to have French-speaking parents. That was one way to get into it. Now, unfortunately, my parents didn't speak French, so you ask how I got into that school. To be honest, that was the only way my brothers and sisters were able to get in. It's because I spoke French.
Because you spoke French.
So they used me as the adult in this application fallout. So who speaks French in your household? Well, my parents couldn't, and obviously they tried, but it was just harder for them with their busy life and all that. So they said, you know what, my older sister speaks French, and that's how they were able to get accepted into a French school.
So as far as the school was concerned, you were the parent then?
Basically, because I started French at such a young age that they saw that, you know, I spoke fluent French.
Have you used it beyond high school, your French?
I do. I actually still use it till this day because my kids currently go to a French public school,
mm-hmm.
and they do a lot of volunteering there and events, which I attend as much as I can, mm-hmm. if I'm not working. And most of them include volunteering, fun days for kids, parent-teacher meetings, culture day. They bring food from around the world and you get to discuss and share with other parents in French.
Mm-hmm.
Once or twice a month, the events happen. Even when they do like Christmas, they have Christmas caroling. So they do that in French, and all the parents who speak French are there.
You're seeking to have your kids be bilingual, or I suppose even trilingual, in speaking French, Arabic, and English.
Definitely. I felt like it helped me a lot and get through, especially when I travel.
Because right.
I did go to France. You were able to get by, and you were able to get directions, certain foods. I knew them in French, so it really helps to have a second or third language.
With your three languages, you should be able to get by just about anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and I still use French in my job. I do technical support, and I really enjoy when I get a French-speaking customer and I can help them out and know that someone there does speak French and that can help them.
You're still getting a fair number of opportunities to keep up your French.
Definitely. There's nothing more disappointing than meeting up with your teacher in the middle of the street when you went to school and he's like, so, man, do you still have your French? And you're like, I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot how to speak French. But no, whenever I see my teachers, they're very proud of me. I tend to hold a long conversation with them in French. They're very happy that I kept it up.
Do you ever have a chance to watch movies in French or listen to music in French in your daily life?
Always. I constantly have French movies on for my children.
Mm-hmm.
We do watch a lot of the Radio Canada and the TFO for kids. My kids love the shows in French, and they can tell the difference between English and French.
Mm-hmm.
So they know when they're watching a French show, they're learning. An English show is just in general, but a French show is what's really challenging.
I'm going to be interviewing Jean-Paul Gagné. How are you doing today, sir?
Ça va très bien.
Excellent. You have a position of responsibility in the French Catholic School Board here in the Windsor-Essex County area?
Correct. My actual position is actually Superintendent of Education for the French Catholic School Board, Conseil Scolaire Catholique et Providence. There's 30 schools within their school board. Now, our geographical area encompasses Windsor-Essex County, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
Kent County, Lambton, London, Oxford. We go up all the way to Woodstock, and then we go through Sarnia, and then we pick up Owen Sound as well. It's an area the size of Belgium, if you would like to do make a comparison with a European country.
That's a big region,
it
for
is,
sure.
Just under 10,000 students.
I was talking with another person yesterday evening about how it seemed that there was so much more opportunity in the city of Windsor as far as getting an education in French now than it would have been, say, 30 or 40 years ago. There's so many more French immersion programs and so much more opportunities to go to just a straight French school as well, either grade school or high school, than there had been in the past. Am I correct in that impression?
You're definitely correct. I'd say probably probably 20 years ago, there was quite a bit of movement on the English public and the English Catholic school boards, noticing that there was a demand for French immersion, French as a second language.
Yeah.
As we teach French as a first language, we were not in a position to accept everyone who wanted to learn French. Our mandate is basically to ensure that we are teaching French to our Francophones, those who have the right to attend a French first language school. And also we're catering more and more to English-speaking parents who want to register their child in a French first language school.
It's so remarkable the change over time. When I first went to English school and there wasn't even a French subject offered, it wasn't until grade six when the federal government mandated that French classes became mandatory in all the schools across the country. Then they started having like a one class a day or three or four times a week where we would do some basic French.
A certain amount of minutes per day that you needed to do, what we used to call core French.
Quite a dramatic shift to the point now where even the English school boards have French immersion programs. It's quite a dramatic change in a matter of 40 odd years. It speaks well to the promotion of the Francophone culture and of the French language and of its continued existence in this part of the country.
And I think also parents are realizing the importance of bilingualism. They're seeing what the advantages are. They're asking for their child to receive quality education. And if it can be delivered in a second language, why not? There are so many advantages of learning several languages. So if my child has the opportunity to learn a second language, why not? If they can learn a third, fourth language, even better. More doors will be open for them. If you look through Essex County and certain areas of this, of Windsor, there are pockets of Francophones who have been here for years and years, you know, even centuries.
Yes.
I think to a certain degree, our new immigrants that are coming in from African countries or from Asian countries are doing their research ahead of time to find out where are these small pockets of Francophones where they're able to find themselves and integrate themselves into these communities that have been established for years and years.
You were born and raised here in Essex County?
I was. Here in Pointe-aux-Roches.
Pointe-aux-Roches, Stony Point. You were growing up in the 70s and the 80s as a Francophone in this little pocket of French-speaking people.
French families.
French families here.
The village, the neighborhood. Yes.
Who had been living here, as you say, for several hundred years.
Correct.
So what did it feel like for you growing up, where French was your first language in the house? French was the first language of your parents and your grandparents?
And my grandparents and my great-great-grandparents.
Right? What was it like for you to be surrounded by all this,
you know what,
this
Christian,
Englishness?
Christian is very normal, very natural. The family is very pro-French. My parents, they always instilled in us the importance of education, so there was no question that none of us were finishing after high school. We all had to go off to college or university. However, the condition was it had to be in French. At home, we solely spoke French. My parents were very strict in regards to the language because they knew that their method to make sure that the French culture and the French language was to thrive amongst ourselves. And it was their assurance that if we made it mandatory at home, there would be no questions in regards to them not using their French, but not losing their French as well. But every time we spoke English amongst ourselves, brothers and sisters, we had to put a dime in a little container. They would threaten us with these little strategies. Looking back now, they did that for a reason also. The reason I still speak French today, and to this day, I solely speak French to them. And that has been instilled in me. I think it's cultural also, because regardless that I speak English, French is my first language.
Yeah.
So I not only learned a language, but I learned a culture that came with that. All my references, my emotions, and when I speak about emotions, or as simple as when I do my prayers or sing O Canada, everything is entirely in French. So for me, it was very natural. And growing up in Stony Point, here in Pointe-aux-Roches, my neighbors, we all spoke French amongst ourselves. And when I went to St. Paul, which would be the school here in Stony Point, entirely in French.
Yeah.
So they were all kids from, you know, the neighborhood and from the village. English was introduced, sort of reversed to you when you were in school in Comber. English was introduced for about 40 minutes a day in grade four. So basically, I learned my English at school. However, we are in southwestern Ontario. I did watch TV in English, but I had a good balance. You know, I did watch the shows in French. We listened to French music at home. But I had the advantage of having two Francophone parents who spoke to us continuously in French.
Right.
You know, about everything. But it was expected that I speak French. And growing up, my grandparents lived in the same yard who rarely spoke English.
Right.
You know, so it was very easy. French was around me 24. Mm-hmm. So that, I'm sure, is the main reason why, to this day, I still speak French. But also, I think all my upbringing and everything that was instilled in me in regards to the language and culture as a child actually helped me make my decision in regards to my post-secondary. I did my secondary school at La Salle. My parents were part of that generation where they fought for language rights back in the 70s for the construction of La Salle.
Your mom and dad were a part of the group of people that were the force behind Lesore being created.
Exactly. At Lesore, the expectations were high. Yeah. We were the first graduating classes. Their idea was, we have this school now, we need to continue in French for you to come back into our region, regardless what profession, but we need a professional batch of you guys to come back.
So you went to Ottawa. To go to Ottawa University, take all your courses in French.
I took it entirely in French.
What was it like for you, your experience in Ottawa, which is, you know, this bilingual utopia from a Windsor perspective?
You know what? It was quite different from what I was accustomed to here. As a Francophone from southwestern Ontario, I speak with quite a few regionalisms. I have a certain accent, we'll say, when I speak French, because I don't speak Quebecois French. I speak Franco-Ontarian French.
Right.
And specifically, southwestern Ontario French, which is quite different from northern French, northern Ontario French, and Ottawa French. It was quite a transition that I had to do when I arrived at University of Ottawa, because Ottawa, being the capital of Canada, was attracting quite a few individuals from across Canada. I really lived multiculturalism when I was at University of Ottawa, because now I was no longer this little southern boy thinking that it was educated at the standard French of the entire country. Mm-hmm. Arriving in Ottawa and being told you speak with an English accent.
Right.
And basically the first time someone's actually ever told me this, and I'm 18, 19 years old at that time. I was in shock. Well, I was in shock more or less because I was always told, oh my God, I was raised in French.
Right.
How can I have an English accent when I speak French?
Right.
However, going to school with Francophones from various parts of the country, notably from Quebec, and having Quebec just across the river, I think I question myself frequently in regards to my language, the importance of my language, and do I want to continue in French? Because now I was receiving a different message. My security in southwestern Ontario was the local French.
Right.
Now I'm in Ottawa, and it's a French at a different standard of French, we'll say. I was being questioned, and I was being sort of, I won't say judged, but they were a little bit more hesitant. They couldn't determine where I came from in Canada, that I had this accent. Often they told me that you must come from Acadia, somewhere from New Brunswick or Nova Scotia. Often I had to tell them, no, I'm actually from southwestern Ontario. So there was quite a bit of a transition, but you had to accept and make them understand that, you know what, I'm still considered a French Canadian. My first language is French. However, this is the French that is spoken in southwestern Ontario. Not only was I educated by going to Ottawa, I educated people that were around me. Not only that we exist in southwestern Ontario, but this is the type of French we speak in southwestern Ontario as well.
In years gone by, I talked to people when I say I was up in Montreal, and I would tell them that I came from southwestern Ontario, from Windsor Essex County, and that there was lots of people that spoke French there. And times they were very surprised. They had
very surprised.
No idea that there was a Francophone community down here even.
I would say probably in the past 25 years, we've made ourselves more present. We never really heard of the term Franco-Ontarian if I look back 30 years ago. But there was a very important movement, we'll say, in the past 20, 25 years. And we're making ourselves present, we'll say. We are forging our places within our communities. And through technology, through other means of communication, I think people are becoming more aware that There are pockets of Francophones here and there. We just celebrated our 400th anniversary of the arrival of Francophones in Ontario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just last year. So I think events of that nature actually reminds other individuals that there's still a presence of Francophones in the province.
Today we're going to be interviewing Randall Urschick. You are fluent in French, correct?
Si on le disait, peut-être que c'est vrai. J'ai travaillé, comme tu le sais, dans un environnement où on devait desservir un public francophone. Et autant que je sache, je l'ai fait aussi bien qu'on me payait pour mes services.
How did you come to be fluent in French?
I was educated in Windsor. At St. Rose, I spent 1 year at St. Louis, and then when it closed, I went back to St. Rose for grade 8. I went to Walkerville Collegiate and had a teacher by the name of Madame Rapich. And her method of teaching often involved things like repeating and writing things out many times over. In fact, she was known for a certain military style. But I seemed to thrive in this environment. And by about grade 12 to about grade 13, I started to take it very seriously. And in 1986, I went to the University of Ottawa with a bursary to study in French. It was $2,000 at the time. And this had as part of its conditions that you would take 60% of your courses in French. As it turned out, I took all of them in French. Having succeeded in that, I guess I became bilingual. I did not use it much afterwards until I started to have children and we were able to send them to a French school, at which point I started to immerse myself again in the language.
Your children go to a French school?
Yes, they did go to St. Thérèse for a while there. When they moved, it became, I believe, St. Patrick, and then eventually to Eugy-la-Jeunesse, where my oldest daughter did finish her schooling there.
So is your oldest daughter bilingual as well then?
Well, I hope so. She made her way to Montreal not too long ago and asked me to help her with a resume that she realized she wasn't getting any calls, so I looked at what she wanted to translate and I did my best, and finally she did get some calls, and apparently she is working in Montreal in a restaurant somewhere. I know she's got more education than that, but it's a good place to start, and I'm taking it that she is communicating just fine in the language.
I'm curious about your experiences with speaking French here in Windsor compared to Ottawa. A good percentage of the people that live in Ottawa are pretty good in both languages. Did you experience that when you were in Ottawa?
Yes, that is part of the culture there. It is a bilingual city for the most part. It's not always the case. I met on rare occasions Francophones who could not speak any English, and on a more frequent basis, Anglophones who could not speak French. However, the opportunities were nearly endless there to learn French, whether it was an immersion school or going to one of the French language schools under whatever entry requirements they have. But yes, I'd call it something like a melting pot. I heard lots of accents.
Yeah. Did you find in general that people were very supportive of your desire to speak in French and continue working on the language?
There were some disappointing times when I would try to speak in French and my interlocutor maybe would then say, hey, it's okay, and they'd start speaking in English. It takes a certain amount of thick skin to continue in the language and to soldier on, even when it seems as if people are dismissing you.
Mm-hmm. Now let's compare that to Windsor. I would assume you probably don't have as many opportunities to speak in French in Windsor as compared to Ottawa.
A few years back, we created what was called Windsorateur, a French-speaking Toastmasters club, and that lasted for a few years, and then it closed around last year. During this time, I was exposed to the Francophone community here, which is actually a very solid, very vocal, militant at times group of people. When cuts were announced to Radio-Canada, the French-speaking forces here mobilized and protested to such an extent that those cutbacks were reversed. It is a community with many French street names, and it has a good deal of its history with Francophones. Those that are here that are still speaking it speak it with passion. They are very involved in the cultivation of the French education of our newer generations, including my children. It's something to behold.
I've noticed in the last 25 years that I've been living in the city that there's been a great flowering of French educational programs in the Catholic and the public school systems. I guess that militancy has paid off. 30 or 40 years ago, there wasn't nearly the opportunity to get an education at the grade school or high school level in French that there is now in the city. And it's great that your children and my oldest daughter had an opportunity to take advantage of that as well and become fluent in the language. Do your parents speak French?
My parents were actually born in India, and I'm not Indian. This just happened to be a fluke where some Europeans were in India. My grandmother on my mother's side was born on the southeastern part of India, and both my parents were born on the west coast. My mother spoke French for the first 5 years of her life, and when she came here, she could continue to speak it, although I heard it rarely out of her mouth. It was a subject that we respected, and it was available, and I had a certain studious nature about me, and it was a subject that I took to relatively easily.
So your mother could speak French, but it wasn't a language commonly spoken in the household?
No. As I understand it, I'm the youngest of 9 children, and the first of those 9 children does speak it. They were raised in Montreal before they moved to Windsor. One other brother speaks it quite well, although I believe he took it mostly in university and mastered it from there. In the house, it wasn't spoken that much. Later, as I started to have a little more of an interest in it, my parents would spout out little things that they knew in French. I got a chance to listen to their accent.
Have you used your French education and your French fluency in your professional career at all?
In the career that I am in, I was actually recruited at first to serve people in French at a call center. At the time, I was supporting printers and cameras and other things that had to do with images. And I've been at that same company, Sutherland Global, now for over 8 years. And I have served in various bilingual functions there.
In your private life, you mentioned this French club that you participated in. Do you listen to French music or watch French movies or TV, French Netflix? Or are you still trying to incorporate Francophone culture into your life?
As my children were being born and were being raised, I immersed myself more and more in French as if it were a first language. The idea was to make it so that I could think in French. So I read a lot of books, novels, and non-fiction books in French. I listened to several CDs and cassettes of French music, and I'm relatively familiar with some songs. I can even play a few on the ukulele. I do the occasional puzzles if I can find them online.
And you say you could play and sing a few French songs?
Mm-hmm.
On the ukulele?
Yes.
Would you be interested in playing us a song?
Okay. Quand nous chanterons le temps des cerises, et guerre, Seigneur, et mêle mon cœur, seront tous en fête.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and the station. To learn more about the RBF series and the National RBF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RBF.